Zach, this is Rick Tating on Tanya Carroll. That's Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, T as in Thomas, T-A-N-Y-A, Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. Tanya Carroll, age 59, date of birth 4/19/1965. Please make a copy for Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Erica, E-R-I-C-A, thank you for sending Tanya Carroll for primary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 59-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking, has a prior history of asthma and recurrent bronchitis. The patient has been smoking about a pack a day since 43 years and has tried to quit. And has been short of breath with activity. Period. The patient has an occasional cough and some wheezing, but denies any yellow sputum, fevers, or chills. But has some, I'm sorry, but has had some weight loss. The most recent chest x-ray on 6/2/24 showed hyperinflation of the lung fields with increased interstitial opacities, suggestive of bronchiolitis and or pulmonary edema, period. Next paragraph, past history has included history of hypertension, past history of asthma and recurrent bronchitis, and a history of RSV infection requiring hospitalization with exacerbation of COPD. She also has a prior history of a mild heart attack. Surgery includes C-section times 2 in 1985 and 87, history of foot surgery in 1982, history of cholecystectomy in 03. She also had cervical disc fusion for cervical disc disease in 2010. Next paragraph, habits. The patient has smoked one pack a day for 43 years. Not quit. No alcohol use. She works in a deli. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of cancer. Mother is in good health. Next paragraph, allergies to epinephrine, dust, pollen, and and trees. Next paragraph, med list includes amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, valsartan 320 milligrams daily, ezetimibe 10 milligrams a day, and metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, Fosamax 70 milligrams weekly. Next, physical system review. The patient has fatigue and weight loss. She has no double vision or cataracts. She has sore throat and no vertigo. She has post-nasal drip, nasal congestion, wheezing, and shortness of breath. She has heartburn, no rectal bleed, no diarrhea, constipation. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains, and she has anxiety attacks, no depression. She has easy bruising, and she has joint pains and muscle stiffness, and she has no headaches, seizures, or numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This thinly built, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure, 130/70, pulse 85, respiration 20, temps 97.6, weight is 102, saturation 95. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Thing is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation, nasal mucosity matters. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And an increased AP diameter. Diffuse visus heard bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence, irregular, asthma, S2, no murmur, S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes, 1+ with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with asthma and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is nicotine dependency. Number 4 is anxiety. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT chest with contrast. And a complete pulmonary function study. CBC, IgE level. And a BMP. She was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. She was advised to get an external oxygen saturation study. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. So continue using the albuterol inhaler. 2 puffs QID PRN. Thank you for this consultation. This doctor, this is a copy for Erica O'Donnell, D.O.